Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
This is John Temporelli, co-author and editor of Heaven Can You Hear Me by the late famed Fox sighting psychic and legendary paranormal researcher Peter James.
This is the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, and you're
listening to My Darkest Hour with Stefan Brigati on LiveParanormal.com.
Welcome back again to My Darkest Hour Radio. I'm your host, Stefan Brigati, and I'm glad to see you guys are hanging out there with me. It's been a while. Took some time off to get some things accomplished, a lot of events happening, a lot of paranormal things going on. It's been great experience. I've been talking to a little bit about some of those experiences in the next couple of weeks. Doing a lot of investigating. Hopefully you guys are out there investigating safely and enjoying yourselves and gaining all that great evidence so people can keep reviewing it and keep going and going and going. I know the paranormal field has grown quite a bit over the past few years, and as far as technology, there's lots of things happening which are great, and it's good to see people out there doing the investigative work, sending me emails, sending me photographs or videos of the stuff they have. Check it out. Going to be doing another show coming up when I'll be featuring a lot of evidence that you guys are submitting to me as well, and we'll be putting that together. Also working on another national program, a television program. It's going to be a little bit different than a lot of the stuff that we're seeing. So it's going to be great. Keep you guys informed as much as possible. So with that being said, you know, doing the radio shows have been great. Glad to get things going back again. And to start that off, we are bringing back one of my favorite paranormal teams, the ones I'm always referring to as my dynamic duo of J. Marie Yates. A lot of you guys know them from their TV show, The Haunted Case Files, along with Ghost Adventures, Paranormal Witness, and so many more. They are the founders of COPS, which is, you see a lot of stuff that they're posting online, a lot of great evidence. They have the ability and the chance to get into a lot of great locations. So they're helping bring that investigation to us. They do a lot of live streaming, which I think is great, because those who can't get to some of those events or get out to those locations get a chance to go online and be a part of the investigation, and they communicate with you directly through the feed. If you see something or not, they're not seeing something, you can let them know. They'll go over and check it out. Completely interactive, so I'm really grateful that they're doing stuff like that. I've done a few events recently with the Yates, of course. That's how we met, working on some paracons in the past few years, and really enjoy seeing them as much as possible. So let's go ahead and bring them onto the show and get this party started. So let's go in the green room and bring them on. Hi, Jay, are you out there?
Yeah, we're here. It's good to be back on, Jay. Stefan.
Hello, Stefan.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing good. Marie. How are you doing?
Living the dream. California's got some rain, so we're enjoying it for a little bit here, making the grass grow again. Nothing
I know you
about
guys
that,
studied that rain our way. You guys need to take it back. We're the desert. We don't want it.
Yeah. See how we are? We get no rain, then we just start pushing it everywhere. It's incredible. So glad to have you guys on the show again. It was a perfect opportunity. I know you guys got a lot of things coming up. Besides that other season of Haunted Case Files, which is going pretty good, just wanted to catch up with you and see how you guys are doing. A lot of people know the history of you guys, basically, but if you can kind of give the new listeners a quick summary of how you got involved in the paranormal field, that way we can catch up pretty quickly.
Yeah, I mean, for myself, this is Jay. I grew up haunted. I grew up experiencing paranormal phenomenon I couldn't really quite understand. I was very visual in the ghost sightings that I had. Some people call it a curse. Some people call it a gift. I progressed as I got older. We kind of inherited these hauntings through marriage. And then we experienced a very difficult haunting together, which kind of led us down to really discover, to build a team and to help other families that struggled as we once did, and kind of identifying hauntings and bringing back, like, you know, some peace of mind back to families. So that's kind of how that all started. The TV stuff and all the other stuff that came way after and was completely unexpected. And still, I question, like, how this even happened to us. But it's been fun. We're enjoying the ride.
That's awesome. And like I was saying, you get to see a lot of the places you guys get to go to, which are awesome places, you know. And I was talking a little bit about how you guys do the live streaming from some of the locations. And that's cool because that gives people a chance to really check it out, whether they can't make it to a location and to be part of it, or if it's a place they're thinking about going to investigate, you kind of give them a firsthand experience on that. And I think that's awesome. So thanks for doing that.
Yeah, we try to be fully transparent, like, with our investigation. If it's in a public location and the owners will allow it, like, we definitely live stream. This month alone, we're going to be live streaming again at Vulture City. We're going to start that again. We're going to be live streaming at a home that was actually featured on Ghost Adventures. Or they call it, like, the haunting in Scottsdale, I guess what they call it. So that's going to be featured on a live this month. And also, we just got contacted by a large antique mall, and we're going to be dealing with possibly a haunted object, so you guys will be able to kind of tune in and see how we identify objects that could potentially be haunted amongst an 18,000-square-foot antique store. So that should be fun. Right before
I'll
Easter.
I'll be shopping.
That's awesome.
Jay, Marie will be shopping.
Yeah, Jay will be investigating. Marie will be shopping.
That's probably true.
Yeah, you're going to buy the most haunted items and bring them home? That's always fun.
Exactly. That's how she gets, that's how she talks me into it.
No, I don't do the haunted. I just like antiques.
That should be interesting, you know, because the theories on objects retain so much energy, especially when we're picking up random items in estate sales. You don't know where the background is, you know where it came from.
Right.
It's always a surprise. But going to an entire antique mall, I mean, just imagine all the energy that is stored in a place like that and how they interact with each other. It should be interesting.
Yeah, we're excited about it. I mean, we got a little bit of information, so we kind of know, like, where we're looking. But it's going to be kind of like an Easter egg hunt. It should be fun. We haven't done anything like that in a while. It kind of mixes things up. We've been out at the old ghost town in Vulture City for about 2 years straight now, and really focusing a lot of our energy out there. So in the next couple months, you guys will be able to see us going out to many different other locations, which will be bringing about many more other locations where people can come out to investigate publicly too. Stay on the lookout for that stuff because we're not done anytime soon.
We'll be out at Sunkiss this Friday. So.
Well, that's true. We're doing a Sunkiss factory. It was featured on Haunted Case Files as the Juice Factory. For copyright reasons, they obviously dropped the Sunkiss. But Sunkiss Factory in Mesa, Arizona, tomorrow night, Friday the 13th, 100,000-square-foot facility. Again, it was featured on Haunted Case Files Season 2. It's going to be super creepy. It always is. We always do a Friday the 13th there once a year if we can. We already are almost sold out on that one. I'm sure by tomorrow evening we'll be sold out, but it's always a good time. And then Saturday night, we're out at Vulture City again for a ghost tour of the property. And then the 28th, we're back out at Vulture City for an exclusive Ghosts and Legends tour of Vulture City with a cosplay character that goes by the name of Digger. Can you hear us now, Seven? And here we go again with the ghost of Blog Talk. Or the ghost not wanting to hear what we have to say. The ghost of Sunkist don't want us to talk about it. And now the cat's freaking out.
Yeah, Mom, what's wrong?
Hello? Anybody there? Some necrophonics while we're waiting? Necrophonics.
Don't do that. Yeah, I know. Okay.
Hello?